9:27 to 4CC. Agnes Water on 98.3 FM, and Morning Billa Wheeler got us on 666-1584 in Rockhampton. But round Gladstone, it is our mayor, Matt Burnett. Hello, Matty.
Good morning, mate. Good morning, Central Queensland.
A very important week being NAIDOC Week.
Absolutely, NAIDOC Week, yes. And we have the we missed the flag raising ceremony on Monday because of the weather, but that'll be happening on Friday now. But there is events happening all week, including at Phillip Street today. That's the big expo thing happening down there at the Phillip Street Community Precinct. So if you've got some spare time, it's definitely worth going down and having a look.
Yeah, they've got market stalls, there's free tucker, which is there, music displays, and tons of other stuff, which is happening today, this morning, Phillip Street Precinct, eh?
Yeah, that's at 10 a.m., I believe.
Yeah.
Double check. It'll start at 10. Yeah, it'll be worth going down and having a look. And obviously, happy NAIDOC Week to all of our traditional owners in the Gladstone region.
Yeah. Want a full guide of what's happening throughout the rest of this week, you can jump onto the Gladstone Council website, gladstone.qld.gov.au. It's on the main page. Just scroll down to the bottom and click on NAIDOC Week, and you can find out what's happening. And also, mate, we're in the middle of school holidays too, so you can find out the activities for the families and the kids on the same page as well, the front page of the Gladstone Regional Council website.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's been lots of activities happening around our council facilities, and there's still some going on. So jump on the the library page or the entertainment centre page or the art gallery or the Tondoon Gardens, and you can have a look at what activities are still happening at our local facilities there too.
Now, the Gladstone Show is Saturday.
It is. The Gladstone Show is this Saturday. The gates open again at 10 a.m. and there's lots of things happening. Of course, Sideshow Alley and rides and monster trucks and fireworks and all those sorts of things. So that's this Saturday. It's a one-day only show goes to into the night. So if you're keen to get involved in the Gladstone Show, that's this Saturday. Doors or gates open at 10 a.m.
All right, Gladstone Showgrounds. Now, there's always a bit of confusion about the show day holiday. Now, it is not Monday coming. It's not until August. That's right?
No, it's not until August. A few years ago at a meeting in Bethel Creek, after we had a lot of community consultation around the show holiday, Mount Larkham Show didn't want the holiday, the Harbour Festival didn't want the holiday, and everyone used to use the Gladstone Show holiday to go away and not go to the show. So what we said is, well, when's the best time to have that long weekend or that time off? And the community voted in favour, mostly, to move the show to the Monday of the Echo. And it's been that way now for a number of years.
Mm-hmm.
So the council can appoint one public holiday a year and it has to be involved or connected to an agricultural or industrial show. And we decided that Monday of the Echo would be the way to give everyone a long weekend in our region. That's what's decided. So Monday the 8th is our public holiday. And our show now is just on a normal weekend, so you don't need to go away. You can go to the show and you can also enjoy your long weekend in August. So I think I'm going to have to say this every year because people are going to get very confused about why our holiday is connected to the Brisbane show rather than the Gladstone show or the Mount Larkham show for that matter.
Yeah. August the 8th is the public holiday for this year, everybody, for show day holiday, August 8th. All right. Yeah. And finally, mate, there's some markets on Sunday.
They are. The markets are on at the Calliope Historical Village, and of course, Conversations with Council will be there as well. So always a fantastic market in Calliope. So definitely everything you want, including lots of fresh fruit and veggies, which you might find in local Woolworths and Coles rather at the moment. You certainly we'll be able to get some at the market there if the shelves haven't been restocked in Woolies yet.
No. All right, Matty. Thank you, mate. Thanks for catching up. We'll also catch up again next week.
No worries. Thanks, mate.
There's Mayor Matt Burnett, 4CC.